Okay, let's see if I can get you in. Hit the invite. So let's see if we can get Isabel here. Yay! Well, let's see. How is everyone? How is your New Year's going? I hope nobody's cleaning today. Yeah, definitely should not be cleaning today. This is the first year, I think, ever that my tree is still up. Yeah. Gotcha. Okay. It says, all right, let's see, covered. Okay. Ooh. Yeah, I can hear you. Hello, there she is.
Hi.
Okay. So we're talking about New Year's resolutions today, and Isabel leaves her tree up through the sixth. Or tell me that again.
The Epiphany, the
The
Dia de
Epiphany.
Reyes. So it's when the three kings came to visit Jesus, and they come and visit us too, and they give us gifts.
Ooh, like the same kind of gifts that you would get on Christmas?
You put the tradition for us is that we put our shoes out. I'm sorry, I'm like trying to make sure that you
You're
don't
good.
hear me double on both places. You put your shoes out so
Okay.
that the three kings know who to leave each gift for. And they leave you one or two little things. It's not as, I've
Okay.
never been big on Santa or any of these fictional characters leaving like electronics and like iPads and things like that. They, in my family, have always left things that, an elf could make potentially.
Okay.
Or
Okay. But you
in
do
the
invite
case of,
Faye into your home, I saw. You've got the elf on the shelf.
they are Mo and Molly, and they are a nightmare.
I bet. I bet.
I was not ever going to do the elves on the shelf, but my neighbor down the street had extras. So she said, "Hey, do you want?" And I thought, well, maybe they don't listen to me, so maybe they'll listen to the elves. And they didn't really listen to the elves either. So it just was like another task for me to take care of every evening.
Yeah, but I
Oh, by the
mean,
way, I'm
some.
having dinner now.
Ooh, nice.
We're celebrating the new year.
I hope it has ginger in it since you're
It
sick.
does. It does. You know what it has? Okay, cheers, everybody. Happy New
I've got
Year.
water. Happy New Year.
So I said I was gonna have mimosas or something, and I have the fresh squeezed orange juice with one of the immunity shots that has ginger and turmeric. It has probiotics in it, but the probiotics, may you rest in peace, because I added vodka. So it is delicious, it is refreshing, and I am kicking something that my kids brought home for the holidays. So I felt like it was like something refreshing and delicious. And by the way, the ginger and turmeric, like by itself, it's like a lot. You know, the little shots you take, they're a
Yeah.
lot. But in this cocktail, perfection. And of course, it
Nice.
has to be garnished.
Of course. Of course.
Cheers.
So, yes, cheers. Cheers. I did I don't normally do resolutions. Like I did do my 12 grapes last night. So
We did not. I was already asleep.
I did do my 12 grapes, but yeah, like I just try to be better every day, you know, like it's not just New Year's. Though not even sure if it really is New Year's. There's a whole thing. Like New Year's may actually be like March, April. I don't know. If we look
Like,
back at like what the original calendar was, it's crazy.
okay,
I
so you're just not big on New Year's because it's not really an accurate time of year,
don't
or
know that
you're
it
just not
is.
big on big like new beginning, I have to do something, or I have to set a goal.
Yeah, I think there's like magic in the fact that like everyone in the world is thinking good things and positive thoughts all at once, right? So tap into that. But yeah, I mean, like everybody sets resolutions and then doesn't follow through. I mean, by February, right? Where are we by February? So be realistic and just try to be better every day.
So every year I've been looking back since we were going to do this. I tend to set the same resolution for my pets always. Exercise and enrichment. Exercise enrichment. Because I already do my best with their diet. I'm already doing my best with their single ingredient dog treats or cat treats. I'm already doing my best in that sense. But Kira, for example, she gets a walk every day. She won't let me pass it by, but I feel like she still needs more. So, focusing on not only the exercise, she's almost 13. So she's going to need maybe more like shorter walks more frequently. She's going to need more mental stimulation, just to kind of like ward off all that, doggy dementia, if we can. Exercising the brain is huge. So that is something that I always do. So it's kind of like a repeat of last year. And I do a good job. So I just setting the intention really helps because I'm like, I made a commitment. And I'm one of those people that I make a commitment, it's happening. So for the cat, I'm gonna finish harness training him. He is harness trained, but he has not like I've ever been like on the sidewalk in a harness. Like he usually, when we go for long walks, he's in a backpack, which is fine, and he's in a harness and not the backyard or whatever. And I want to be able to like take him to the hiking trail near me and be able to let him explore. So that is a goal for me for New Year's, or my New Year's resolution is to get him really, really comfortable on that harness for hikes. But really, when I look back on everything, it's always about boundaries for me. So one year, a long time ago, this was probably like 2015, 2016, something around there, I set a boundary about saying no. And this was about everything: pets, fostering, friends, family, just learn to say no. That was my New Year's resolution. And I feel like this year I'm gonna need to set boundaries again with my kids, with my spouse, with the house, with work, with last minute requests, with self-care, like boundaries, because I feel like I'm taking on too much all the time and then I'm mad at myself for it. I've been waiting for other people to stop asking me for things, but I think that that's the wrong approach.
Same, same.
So yeah, so it's going to be one of those things that I'm more proactive about protecting my space and my energy. And the best way to do that is like scheduling things. So I'm going to schedule my dog walks every day. I'm going to schedule enrichment time for Van Gogh. I'm going to schedule the gym. I'm going to schedule starting dinner. I'm going to schedule all these things so that I have a routine that I can follow instead of just kind of always reacting to like life. 'Cause I mean, life's crazy. It's crazy.
I know, and I'm gonna add on to that really quickly, but before I do, Diane is saying I need a new cat treat for my boy as he has diarrhea if he eats anything different to his regular food. I have two things for that. One, what is he eating? Because if there's like a specific protein or something we could give a recommendation for, because generally speaking, I know Isabel has talked about this a lot too. Single ingredient treats are wonderful. I also think even though Green Juju treats are not single ingredient, they're like two ingredient with intention. So that could also be really beneficial for your cat because everything Green Juju has is, I'm trying to think. Yeah, everything is good for both dogs and cats. Like some cats may not take well to the veggies, but that doesn't mean that like it's not okay for them to eat. Okay, I've changed
Rabbit
him from
and turkey.
chicken to rabbit and turkey wet food. So yeah, so there are rabbit trainers, rabbit treats from Green Juju that could be really, really wonderful. And then just do single ingredient. Like you can go get turkey from the store and like cut it, like half freeze it. Cut it really thin, dehydrate it, and like cut it into smaller pieces for cats, I would think, and then let them like gnaw on that a little bit. There's lots of stuff you can do.
The The most important thing is getting a high
Oh, you're in the
quality
UK.
single ingredient. So whatever you can find in the UK that's single ingredient, like they're everywhere. Single ingredient treats are everywhere. Obviously, they're going to vary by area just based on like the standards. UK has high standards for meats. Usually anything that's like human grade is a good choice. And like Jessica said, you can always make your own, chicken, turkey breast, and just dehydrating it in your oven, or just fresh, just cooked turkey breast.
Or like take some ground turkey and maybe mix it up with some minced parsley or something and just create tiny little balls of it and cook that on low for, however long, just to where it's like a little bit chewy and let them eat on that, keep them in the freezer, but with his diarrhea, I would say like if you have a vet you can trust that is more holistic, like we may need to see what's going on, because cats are just, I mean, especially because we feed them such crap. Like we just do. That's how everybody starts with cats, right? It's just how it goes. And they have, I mean, they're terrible for IBD, which leads into small bowel lymphoma. And I'm not saying that's what's going on with your cat. I'm just saying that like IBD is like rampant in cats. So, whether it is onboarding a really good probiotic for your cat, and I'm sure in the UK we may not have the same brands, but you can probably find raw goat's milk. That's an incredible probiotic. Cats love
Yes.
it. So yeah, I would look to working on your dog's gut as well. Let's see. I've already had a phone call with the vet. Yeah.
Always,
Nervous.
if
I
something
know.
becomes chronic, always go to the vet. I mean, I'm big on kind of like wait and see for a few days, so long as it's not getting worse. But if it's becoming something that it doesn't get acute, but it's still persisting, definitely check in with your vet. Blood work will be a huge start. Just a simple blood work will tell you if something bigger is going on, and then your vet probably has some kind of nutraceutical that you can try for probiotics. I mean, most vets right now carry probiotics, and if you don't like the brand or you research the brand, you can find an alternative once you have a diagnosis. So having that diagnosis is huge. I mean, you can't really go anywhere without knowing what's going on internally.
Yeah, absolutely.
Chronic, sporadic. Yeah, I have a dog like that who has upset stomach all the time. Randomly, she'll get better and then it'll get bad again. And we make sure that whenever there's that kind of comes back, we go get her in for a blood work, just because she is 13, yours is almost 10. And you don't want to ignore things that could be causing them pain and discomfort. So it could just be nerves. Like for my dog, it usually is. It's just anxiety, a change in routine, a change in the atmosphere. She's very sensitive. But we just want to stay on top of it when it flares up again.
Yeah, and if you're using something like Panacure because you think, there could potentially be parasites, that I mean that happens too, right? Like even though a lot of our cats live indoors all the time, I mean, think about what we walk through when we leave our house and then we bring those shoes inside of our house, and I mean there's just so much that we don't account for that could be going on. And yeah, so just continue to support the gut, especially through. I'm so sorry. I know I've had two with small bowel lymphoma, and it's not easy. I'm sorry to hear that. Yeah, and if he's getting into other food and it's causing diarrhea, that could also be food sensitivities, which again is gut health related. So talk to your vet, of course.
Absolutely.
Yeah, and see what kind of testing they can do for food sensitivities as well. And you might need to do some sort of rotation and elimination diet with your cat to work on that. But to go back to what you were saying, two things I try to remind myself, and I'm not great about it either. I'm a recovering people pleaser. And seriously, and what I have learned is that, as people people pleasers, we tend to think of ourselves like very victim mentality, right? Like everybody takes advantage of us. But the reality is, like, it's just how we learned to get attention as children. And so when I reframe that in my head, what I try to remind myself is that no is a complete sentence. Mm-hmm. And lack of planning on your part doesn't constitute an emergency on my part. Mm. And so I try to remember those two things and like calm myself down.
yes.
Because it can be hard. And I know, I mean,
it's tough because you don't want to disappoint anybody, but at the same time, you have your own responsibilities that you need to be taking care of. And like for us, I'm at complete capacity. I don't have any more time or room to spare. And so when I am saying yes to other things, I'm saying no to things that matter to me. And I have to remind myself of that. So that's something that, you know, when it comes to my pet specifically, Kira, my nervous Nelly dog, she's a digger. And so she's dug up our rock garden outside. She's dug up my brand new leather couch inside. Like, and now she has taken over the living room entryway couch. And we had like a cover on it, but then like it always looks dirty. And so now I've decided that the boundary that I'm setting with Kira is that no more couches. She can't be trusted on a couch without like a million things on it to protect it. Then she can't be on the couch anymore. And like that removes a ton of cleaning time for me, a ton of laundry for me, because I'm always having to try to accommodate her like for the couch. But then she's the dog that like goes around in circles four times before she lays down. And then she like kind of creates her little den there. So, and that's scratching up my belongings. So as much as I love her and as much as I want her to be happy, she is not allowed on the couch in 2024, and that's going to be okay with me as much as I feel a little guilty about it. Like, it has to be okay because it's just too much. It's a bridge too far to control her damage, to prevent her damage, to address and manage the items I have to use to prevent all that damage. And by the way, she has like a $400 orthopedic dog bed that she should be on instead. You know what I mean? So that's a boundary I'm setting. And I'm okay with it. It took me a long time. I was thinking to myself, once she turns 13, I'm going to force her to use the bed because she needs it. But I'm not even waiting. She turns 13 March 28th. It's happening today. Like, she's done. No more couches. I'm so sorry, Kira. I love you. But it's just not sustainable anymore. And the damage she's caused is expensive. And the items we have to buy to prevent any further damage are expensive. And then the laundry becomes expensive. And it's like, where's the payoff? Like, there's no payoff because she has a bed that is perfectly comfortable, super thick, better for her. She doesn't have to be jumping up and down. So that's a boundary that I am happy to say that I'm setting that I don't think Kira's going to be super happy about. But that's what my New Year's resolution is, right? To set some boundaries that are going to improve my quality of life. And that's a big one. That has been a big stressor for me. And I'm sure a lot of pet parents are managing stuff that's like less than ideal, less than optimal, because we love our pets and we want to spoil them. But at the end of the day, we have to kind of like take a look at how it's impacting us. And like, I don't have anybody else helping me with this laundry. I don't have anybody else helping me lint brush the couch. That all falls on me. And it's too much. So it's done. It's done. And hold me to it. If I backtrack, hold me to it. Because it's done. It's time.
Why is she on the couch? Mm-hmm. No, I know. Mm-hmm. Kim is a digger too, but she's pretty good. We keep a, I know it doesn't look awesome, but we keep a blanket on the couch. Yeah. And like she will sometimes dig at the blanket, but it's like she's not doing any damage to anything.
Yes.
So I get it, but I get it. That would be difficult if like couches are being.
Yeah. Yes. A $2,000 leather couch, right? From Polly and Bark that I like fell in love with and ordered. And you know, like it's all scratched up and some people think it's the cat and I'm like, it's not the cat. The cat's not doing it. And you know, what's interesting is with cats, they sell all these like scratch proof stuff, right? Like I have scratchers everywhere. I have scratch posts that go right around the edge of the couch so that he doesn't scratch that up. For dogs, they don't tend to scratch like this. She has just like this. She's always been a digger. She like likes it. She enjoys it. It's biologically appropriate.
Yeah.
She does it in the backyard and we let her because it's biologically appropriate, and it's not that big of a deal where she's digging, and she's kind of kept to a specific space. The cat is gray. He's a like a Russian blue looking cat. Diane asked what color he was, but Kira is 50 some pounds. So like when she digs and she's got those big nails, like she leaves a mark. So, outside I'm willing to allow it, inside I'm not willing to allow it anymore. And you know, the same goes with my kids. Like today I had to be like mean mom, be like, Mila, your shoes have been here for 24 hours. Please put them where they go. And she's she'll be four in February, but it's time for them to like take some personal responsibility too. So those are my New Year's resolution, is really just to like force other people to take personal responsibility, because I don't have to be forced to do that. And I know you well enough, Jessica, to know that you take personal responsibility naturally. But not everybody does. So like I'm gonna be encouraging that. I'm gonna be encouraging that of the people who live in my home and pets.
Yeah. No, it always amazes me how other people don't. It's like, how? How do you not? Like, how is your like internal monologue not like just berating you?
Like ours does.
Right.
Yeah, agree.
Yeah, but, and of course, I mean, I know you said it a couple of weeks ago, I will probably always and forever talk about improving your dog or cat's nutrition. That is absolutely something that is, I think, easily attainable on any budget. And even like a podcast episode I recently aired with BC Hinchin, he's like, if all you can do is buy, you know, the bag of food on the shelf at Walmart, well, Walmart also sells canned sardines and they're really inexpensive, like $1, $2, $10, whatever it is. And you can add that once a week or twice a week to the bowl. And that is so significant. So there is, and for years and years and years, it was always like add an egg. And then eggs became outrageously expensive, but that's still, right?
Still an option if you have backyard eggs, yes.
Yeah, well, I mean, even, you know, I get my eggs as often as I can from the farmer's market, and they're beautiful and wonderful and all these different colors, and my husband is like, there's poop all over them, but it is what it is, right? Because that's,
like,
it literally came from the farm down the road.
Yeah, they haven't been washed, yeah.
Right, and, you know, I mean, I just don't think that they're, even though they're more expensive than they used to be, but the cost of an egg is not that expensive if you think about feeding an egg.
Agreed.
Three times a week to an animal, right? Can kittens have too many fresh chicken hearts, like three a day on top of her raw food? So heart is fed as muscle meat. So, I mean, they're not super, like calorie dense, so I would just kind of maybe offset some of the calories. Like if you're doing three a day, you might want to offset some of the calories in what you're feeding, but it is fed as muscle meat, so you're not going to throw the like balance way off of their food or anything like that. And as long as you're not using synthetic supplements anyway, so if your raw food or any food you're feeding is balanced with whole food, then I don't think there's a problem with balance one way or the other, regardless of what you're adding, because all of the nutrients are coming from whole food sources. So that's a very long-winded answer, but there you go.
Just keep an eye on their waistline.
Right, yes. So of course, fresh food is something that I think we can all, regardless of where you're at, even if you're, you know, listening to this and you're like, all I can do right now is buy a bag of food when I go to Walmart. You know what? Your animal is probably still happy. And let's just see, can we add a $1.50 can of sardines a week to your grocery list and then split that can of sardines up throughout the week? Like that's one of the easiest things we can do and will make a huge difference. Huge difference. But I also got an email from Dr. Judy Morgan, and it had something that I hadn't even thought of. And I thought, this is perfect. This is absolutely perfect because it is something I don't think I have ever put on any of my lists before, and that is to start an emergency fund if you don't already have one.
Yeah.
Or recommit to it if you have, like,
yeah.
I actually have a separate bank account set up with an automatic transfer set up every week. So I don't think about it.
Yeah.
I just have money going into a separate account every single week that I don't pay attention to. It just comes out of my main account and goes into a separate account, and it sits there until I need it. And it's for emergencies for my pets. And I think that's also something, it doesn't have to be much, but every little bit helps. So that's something I think that we can all maybe look at doing this year as well.
Yeah, I have pet insurance for Bingo because he's a kitten. He's like a year old. And I have an emergency fund for my old girl because pet insurance for almost 13-year-old dog would be astronomical. So it just makes sense. So what we would have paid in her pet insurance goes into the emergency fund every month. And honestly, we cap it at like 2,000. I am maybe I'm a little ruthless, but like I do not, especially living in El Paso where veterinary care is quite affordable, I do not foresee ever spending more than $2,000 to like on this particular pet. When I had Socks and she was a counter surfer and stuff, that you could easily go to 2,000 and more based on her behavior. But Kira, for the most part, she's super healthy, no pre-existing conditions, none of that. So we cap it at like 2,000 for her. For Van Gogh, luckily, knock on wood, we haven't really needed to go to the vet other than his ringworm around his eye when we first got him, which is very typical of adopted cats from like a shelter environment. In his case, he was in a no-kill cat sanctuary, but there was just like 100 cats like right next to each other. So that stuff spreads like wildfire. But if you have a pet that's a specific breed that's pre-existing, he has like propensity to certain ailments, or you have a senior pet who doesn't have a super long lifespan due to their genetics, or you have a puppy. Puppies get sick a lot, you know, like puppies who you expect to like take out with you, who you're gonna board, you're gonna just know that those pets are going to need veterinary care. So either you're gonna opt for some kind of pet insurance, which is a lot easier when it's one or two pets and they're younger. I have a lot of friends who have tons of pets, and like it's just impossible to cover all of them with any kind of pet insurance. Even if you go with the lowest, you know, coverage, it just becomes really difficult. So just do your math. I went with MetLife pet insurance. This is not paid or advertised. I did interview the CEO and he was wonderful. And just in preparation for my interview with him, I went through the process on their website of signing up for Van Gogh's pet insurance. And I need it. It was just like good timing. And they make it so easy. You know, you can give them your budget for, and then based on your budget, they can, you know, adjust the coverage. You know, your deductible might be higher or lower based on your monthly budget. So they really let you customize without even having to speak to anybody. So if you are there where you kind of want to start looking at pet insurance, I really like the process, how independent and autonomous it was on the MetLife website. There are tons of now providers, even if like for USAA, we are military family, so we get USAA coverage for all these things. And I didn't even look to see what they offer, but I know that they have pet insurance now. I know that Navy Federal, I believe, may have some kind of partnership. So if you have banking relationships already, check with them. And also just do your research, ask your friends if you know that they have good experiences. In the past, we used Pets Best insurance. I didn't love the process of getting the money back, but I think that's pretty standard with them. But they were always very honest and very upfront, and they always covered things. They covered the most ridiculous surgery for Socks, where she had to have a booty lift, and they covered it. And, you know, it was kind of like cosmetic surgery for dogs, but she needed it for her health, and they covered it with no questions, which I was impressed by. So there are a lot of very good providers out there, but also if you are like the Dave Ramsey type, emergency fund instead of, you know, insurance.
Yeah, I was just looking up, Tiger would be fine, because I asked a friend of mine a while back what she used, because she does a lot of holistic treatments, acupuncture, chiropractic, that thing, and a lot of them don't cover that. And I think she said fetch was one that would cover a lot of the more like holistic modalities. So that might be something that people want to look into. And I would also say, like, do go with a company like Met or Fetch or something like that versus like a going into your, band field and getting their
Oh yeah.
insurance, right?
Yes.
Because that
Yes.
is just a plan to keep you in the door and to
Yes.
make sure I mean, they are going to, first of all, jab your pet to no end. And then, I mean, it's just constant, like that is what their plans are like designed for, is just to keep you in, coming in constantly for these
Yeah.
maintenance things that your pet doesn't,
Yeah. And
in my
also
opinion, need.
they, for me, I'm very particular about the vet that I use. So any plan that requires I use a specific vet is not going to be for me. And if you're that kind of person, then, Banfield, it's like you're signing up not with the veterinarian that you like and trust, you're signing up with that establishment. I have a one person veterinary clinic that I go to. Dr. Martinez is amazing. I would never want to leave her practice, so I'm gonna go with whatever allows me to use her. I live in El Paso where we don't have a ton of specialists, we don't have a ton of holistic stuff. And by the time I use that stuff, they're not on pet insurance anymore. So we did do acupuncture, but then my acupuncture is retired. So unfortunately for us, we don't really have access to a lot of holistic stuff. But I believe that some will even cover telemedicine. So that's another thing that if you want to be able to work with somebody outside of your area, then that's a question. That's one of your buying factors, right? Like it might not be for me, because at 13 years old, am I going to do a lot of things for Kira? Probably not. That's just who I am and how I kind of see this. I do things only for quality of life toward the end of life. She's very healthy and very happy, but if she were to present with something that was like terminal, I don't know how much I would really invest because it's just not my part of my personal philosophy or pet parenting philosophy. But if you are the kind of person that wants those options, by all means, like those are your buying factors. You need to know how much they would cover for your dog or your cat at certain ages, is certain modalities that you would be interested in. So definitely look into that. And one thing I will say that really helped me, and I haven't done this with Kira, but it helped me with Titan, is having his genetic testing done. Because then I was able to kind of see what else was coming down the line or potentially coming down the line. So one thing you can really do as part of your getting to know your pet is invest in one of those genetic tests. There's which one do I use? Wisdom Panel and Embark. They have different tiers of testing so that you can either keep it very basic. And I don't do it to find out what breed they are. Like I do not care. I do it to see if they're carriers for any genetic diseases or any genetic conditions that really could impact their life, their lifespan, their quality of life, and my pocketbook. So that's something that if you haven't done that and you have a pet that's aging, maybe it's not as urgent at 2 years old, but maybe at 6 or 8, like it might be something to invest in this year. Just another way of getting to know your pet and getting to know what might be in their future.
Yeah, for sure. And it does change like your perspective on what you're doing. Like we're talking at, resolutions today. And for my cats, they're this year, two of them are 15, two of them are 16. And I have had so many cats and have been through so many, emergency vet visits, ICU stays, like surgeries. How many thousands and thousands and thousands and thousands of dollars have I spent on my cats through the years? And that's not a problem, but like it has taught me that I am much more focused on quality of life with them versus, oh my gosh, I can't live without them and I have to do everything that is possibly can be thrown at,
Yes.
let's throw everything at the wall. So that's really where my head is at with my cats this year. They're very senior, and I actually just last night I have one hyperthyroid cat, and I've known that for almost a year. We're managing it with some diet. He's, at 16 years old, they'll only do so much. And then medication. And then I can barely feel. So hyperthyroid is generally caused by a tumor on the thyroid gland. And I can barely feel that. Like I can feel it, but I can barely feel the tumor on him. And then last night, for the first time, I felt it on one of my other cats, and it's much larger.
Oh
So, and he literally just had blood work done 2 months ago. Everything was great.
no.
So this is like new. So this is again, like I'm not as freaked out about it because I've been through it, and I'm
Right.
not. So yeah, like I'm really focusing on quality of life with my cats right now. And then for Kim, I mean, she is 10, so she is technically a senior. It's hard to really know because again, look at the breeds. I did her Embark, so you can kind of guesstimate on
Yeah.
average how old your pet should live. And generally speaking, once they've reached about 70, 75% of their expected lifetime, that's when they're senior. So it's going to be different for every breed of dog, but she's technically like a senior at 10. And I'm focusing on her gut health, and I'm going to do better about her dental care this year. So we're getting ready to start
Yes.
hearing so much. February is Dental Health Month for in
Oh.
the pet world, so we're about to start hearing all about
Yes.
it. But yeah, like dental health for her has been a big challenge for me because even though she's raw fed, she doesn't like to chew on bones. She doesn't like bones. She doesn't want anything big to munch on.
Got it.
So I try to do a lot of like single ingredient dehydrated foods to where she does have to do some chewing on some
Yes.
things. But if it's big, she's like, what is that? Get that away from me. I don't know what that is. I'm not touching
Right.
it.
It's just not her thing.
It's just not her thing. So yeah,
I see.
dental care. And that is, we don't think of it the way we should. And this goes for our cats and our dogs
Oh my
and for
gosh.
us. We don't think of it. And even our dentists don't in general. So I see a holistic dentist, but
Same.
like
I see a
99
biological
point,
dentist, yeah.
yes, 99.9% of people don't see a biological or a holistic dentist. And it is night and day because a traditional dentist has really no training. It's like somehow your mouth is like a separate entity from your body, and they just don't understand how
Yeah.
it all connects. And it all connects. And
Absolutely. It starts in your mouth. Like
yes.
it's not even like down the line. It
No.
starts with your mouth. And like
Yes.
there's so much debate about like root canals and this and the other. And like with Kira, we just had her dental done, and a lot of people are scared to put their pet under for a dental. And I'm always like, listen, if your pet is healthy enough for a dental, get the dental. Like, I understand you being nervous, but the vast majority of dogs. And one of the things that's really cool is that we actually, as veteran in the veterinary community, as pet parents, we get to know that they are healthy enough because they will require blood work before putting our pets under. I just had surgery in October, and nobody did any surgery, and nobody did any pre-surgery blood work on me. They just put me
Crazy.
under, and I was just like, well, I hope I've never been under before. I hope I do good. Like I hope I do well.
Wow.
So we have that, like that's a really great like safety net. So if your pet is healthy enough based on that blood work, get that dental done. Because even if you are diligent about getting in there and brushing your teeth, which I am not, truth be told, full disclosure, not never been one to do that. That is a huge starting point. So one of the great things that you can do is actually set a goal after the dental. So like after the dental, I'm going to start brushing daily, because then you have a clean surface to work with, right? You actually can maintain that dental work that was done. Kira just had hers in October. She did not need any extraction. She's a bigger dog too. So if you have a smaller dog or a cat, smaller spaces mean more decay, so just keep that in mind. Like I was lucky, my 50-pound dog didn't need extractions, but 2 years ago when I took my Pomeranian mix in, that was a mess because those teeth are tinier and the surfaces are smaller, and they're just, it's a different type of microbiome in the mouth. So just remember, you can of course, do it yourself, and of course, help prevent any issues. But that dental work, that dental cleaning, that like full like checkup that can only be done when they're under,
yes,
is critical. It's a critical part, and it really does, like you said, affect everything. Because if you have an infection in the mouth, you have pain, you have discomfort, you have literal like bacteria in your blood from that infection, because your gums, yes, are just right in your bloodstream. Like, it's, yes, just it's worse than a, you know, a superficial infection on your foot or, mm-hmm, in your paw or whatever. So it's really important that we remember that that's a huge basic part of pet parenting, is that dental. And we can't be scared of that anesthesia, because it really is, like, when you do like risk versus reward, the reward of a clean mouth is so much greater, mm-hmm, than the risk of the surgery done properly with the proper anesthesia and the proper pre-surgery or pre-procedure blood work. So just remember that blood work is huge.
Oh,
huge.
Absolutely. And I personally believe, and so many veterinarians I have talked to believe, in fact, I think it's one of the things I'm going to talk to Dr. Katie Kangas about when I interview her here shortly in the next few weeks. Most of what's going on in your pet's mouth is under the gum line. So do not waste your money on these non-anesthetic dentals that you can, yeah, go into, yes, your, you know, pet store and have done on, you know, a Saturday. And they're just cleaning the surface of,
exactly,
the tooth that is exposed. And that's not where the problems lie. Promise you, 100%. That's not where the problems lie.
It's all in the gum line. And especially, yes, if you have the, so Ryer Cat, I had the pleasure, I don't know if you met them before Super Zoo,
no,
but I met them at Super Zoo. And, you know, the founder of Ryer Cat had to spend like $3,000 on dental care for her cat. And he was only like four or five, from, I'm going by memory, so don't quote me on this, but he was in the earlier part of his years, he finally had his dental, and she had to spend like $3,000. And then when she started kind of going down the rabbit hole, she realized that, you know, even though she had committed to taking care of her cat's dental health at home, what she was using wasn't right. What she was using was actually hurting or making her cat uncomfortable during the cleaning, because they have like a very sensitive spot in the palate, mm-hmm, area. So she designed a toothbrush for cats that is really well made, really small, shaped perfectly for their mouth. Like, she really went all out and did this. So there are products out there, if you do your due diligence, that you can at least start now, or start, like I said, after the dental appointment. But they're out there. So just do your research so that you're not spending money on things that aren't going to give you that bang for your buck, but also are designed to actually work with your species. A toothbrush for a dog and a cat should be different. Like, they have different dental structures. They have different teeth. They have different everything. So they are different species. So I'm not using my Oral-B on my dog, right?
Wait, like, you don't share?
No, I don't. And you know what's funny is I wouldn't even share with my children.
Yeah,
because gross. But I definitely feel like there's a lot of, you know, kind of like one size fits all dental stuff out there, and people are discouraged because they're like, my dog hates it or my cat hates it. Then you find out that like you bought some like toothpaste that has xylitol in it, which has happened, and you're like, oh my gosh, here I was trying to help my pet, and now I'm actually giving them something that's toxic for them. So, you know, when it comes to dental health, talk to your veterinarian, schedule that dental, and do your research. Like, you know, Ryer Cat is an amazing company to follow if you have cats and you want to focus on dental health, because they have videos that teach you how to use their product, videos that explain why their product is different. Do you have any recommendations for a similar company that focuses on dog dental care?
No, I mean, honestly, like, the tiny toothbrushes that you get from your veterinarian are good, in my opinion, for your dogs. Like, they're small enough. And
how about the ones that are
literally
like,
you know what? I think it depends on the size of your dog. Because even though I have tiny fingers, my finger, I still, with my dog, just feels like it's too much for her. So I think it depends on the size of your dog. But I mean, you can also, if you don't have giant fingers or you have a larger dog with a larger mouth, like literally can just use gauze wrapped around your finger. And I don't even buy toothpaste for
Oh no.
them, period. Coconut oil
Don't do
is
it.
plenty fine, or you can take coconut oil and add some stuff to it. You can add some cinnamon, you can
Yes.
add some, veterinary grade essential oils that are designed for the health of the mouth. I mean, like there's so much that you can do with just coconut
Yeah,
oil.
I
Or
always use coconut oil. I even oil pull with coconut oil. Like it's just
Beautiful.
organic. They sell it at Costco in huge tubs. You can get one tub that's just for your dog and write on it, dog only, so that you don't feel like you're contaminating, the stuff you cook with. But yeah, I mean, it's affordable, it's pure, it's the one that they sell at Costco is organic, and it'll last forever, and it's not a huge investment.
Will last forever, and oil pulling is wonderful. Okay,
Yes.
so there are two comments that I want to get back to. So Diane said, I feel cats are harder to feed whole foods to than cats to get the nutrient balance, harder than dogs. I think I know what you mean. So interestingly, yes, when you look at like commercially available foods, and I know you're in the UK, so you can't get the one brand that I am going to mention, but if you work with a nutritionist, they should be able to balance recipes for you for your cats with whole foods. That said, it is very difficult to find commercially available foods for cats that don't have any synthetics in them, except for one here in the States is Green Juju, and it is not labeled for cats, but it is actually balanced for cats, and then it just happens to also work for dogs.
That's what I feed
So,
my cat.
yes. And it is all whole foods, and it is a very limited ingredient panel. So even if, like, as somebody who creates like recipes for individual animals, I can look at other ingredient labels and see, oh, I can balance like that, right? Like, it's possible. It's not easy to find. I will say that. It's not easy to find commercially, but it is possible. When Mary says, hello, Mary, by the way, when will they let me? Mary is part of the Two Crazy Cat Ladies community, so she's awesome. When they will let me, I use an infant toothbrush. If not, I use my finger for her cat because she's a cat person. So, yeah, I mean, if you can get your finger in your cat's mouth, good on you. Is that yelling or
That's
crying? I
my
can't tell.
child screaming for me.
Oh, okay. Are they okay?
They're in trouble with dad.
Oh, okay. I see.
Sorry about that, guys. That's the
That's
boundary
okay.
I'm setting right now, is I'm not going to open that door because there should be an hour of my day that I should be able to work and disconnect and speak to a colleague and to you all and not be interrupted. So these are the boundaries I'm setting. And I love you, Noah, but you're 6 years old and you gotta figure things out with your dad. So one thing I will say about the UK, Diane, is if you are all about cats, I don't know if you follow Naturally Cats, Julianne Thorne. But she's a wonderful resource. She's in the UK. She does everything holistic. She does lots of herbs and things. So we've both, you've had her on your show, right? I've had her on my show. She's such a wealth of knowledge. I highly recommend you follow her if you don't already. So that's Julianne Thorne at Naturally Cats, and she's in the UK. So I'm sure she knows lots of brands that you can troubleshoot with.
I know Emma Rutherford is over there somewhere as well. She has created some recipes that are out there. I know she's created at least one recipe that for the Two Crazy Cat Ladies that they've put out that are just free.
Yeah.
I mean, if I remember correctly, it's chicken based, so that can be hard for a lot
Yeah.
of animals. But it's a very hot food as well. Though, I mean, hot and warming foods do tend to work better for cats than dogs in general. So maybe try it. But yeah. So I think all in all, I think we've touched on it. We touched on food. You touched on exercise and enrichment. We talked about saving. for
and dental, which I did not expect to put on my list, but guess what?
Yeah.
Using my Ryercat toothbrush is now on my list of New Year's resolutions. So thank you, Ryercat, for that. They gave me they also gave me the Silvervine chews. The like sticks, Silvervine sticks. He really loves those.
Does he?
And Kira, what's really funny is Kira picks them up and chews them, and I'm not sure if that's safe or not. But I mean, it's no different than her picking up a stick outside, so I kind of just like let her do her thing. I'm not a helicopter pet parent. So there are a lot of people who would come to my house and be like, oh my God, that plant is toxic for dogs or that plant is toxic for cats. And I'm like, well, they shouldn't have it. They shouldn't touch it. And they don't, because I trust my cats and I trust my cat and my dog at these ages. I don't trust them with their kittens. I don't trust them with their puppies, but they're both over one. They're both smart enough to like know that certain things are not safe for them. So I trust them. And so I saw that Kira, while we were glamping earlier this week, she had gotten into one of the Silvervine chews and chewed it. And I'm like, you know what? If she enjoyed that, by all means. So Silvervine chews are something that is easy to get your hands on. They're everywhere. Ryercat sells their own. They gave me a little package and they were like, video him when he first smells these, because I've never given him Silvervine like that before. And he just went crazy immediately. Like, it was like so fun for him. And he like plays with it. He chews on it. He throws it and catches it. So it is enriching and also something for his mouth. So it's those I love when things like check two boxes, three boxes at once. So Silvervine, those do that. And then the toothbrush, I have it. There's no excuse. It has two sides. I mean, like, they really designed such a great product. I have no excuse. So boundaries, exercise and enrichment, and dental care. Those are my three.
Wait, the harness training. Well, I guess enrichment.
That's part of the enrichment.
Yeah, that's part of the enrichment.
So exercise and enrichment to me go hand in hand, because I feel like you can't separate them, because exercise is not just like a physical thing. It's mental, emotional, and physical. So I always say those together. But yeah, harness training will be part of the enrichment and exercise for him. And then the dental is just so important, because I too don't want to end up with a $5,000 dental bill for a cat. Like, I just don't. I'd much rather spend that on his green juju food.
Yeah, and it's easy. Those tiny little mouths, oh my goodness, it's so easy, especially as they get older. And kibble does not help.
No,
not
at all. We were sold that they needed that crunch. That crunch is just layering like tartar on their teeth, just like sitting there all the time. Kibble, that nonsense that they need to crunch something, like they might enjoy crunching it, but they don't need it for dental health. That's for sure.
Absolutely not. Absolutely not.
All right.
Not.
So before we wrap up, does anybody who is joining us have any of their New Year's resolutions they want to share with us?
Yeah, I would love to hear.
Pet related resolutions while I finish my cocktail. And for those that just joined, this is a health elixir and cocktail at once. I put one of those immunity boosting shots in here with fresh squeezed orange juice and Grey Goose, and it's delicious. And it's exactly what I needed for today. The probiotics that were in that shot are dead because there's alcohol in here and way too much for them to survive. Because in kombucha, there's like trace amounts. Those probiotics are gone, but it's delicious and it is the new year. So I went to bed at like 10 PM last night. This is like my celebratory like cocktail for the new year, to bring in the new year. I'm officially bringing in 2024 with you guys.
Yay. I know. I wish I could have. I mean, Kim did better, I will say, like, than she normally does, but she was still terrified.
Because you have a lot of fireworks.
Oh, my Lord. It sounds like my entire neighborhood is under attack.
I hate that.
I do too. And it's like so close. Like, literally, the house next door will be setting them off. It's not like, you know, city sanctioned.
Right. So I think what I heard was city sanctioned, just like really far away. Cause I'm in El Paso. I'm 15 minutes from Juarez. So maybe there was something going on in Juarez. Maybe there was something going on downtown El Paso, which is even, you know, a little bit further from me. I'm like 20 minutes from both. So something was going on, but like, it was not on my street. It was not on a nearby street. Thankfully, people were smart enough to know that, like, it's pretty dry here, so we don't need any fireworks catching things on fire, which did happen around July 4th, I will say. But when you have people like right next door, there's no way that anything is going to help other than just not
And
being
the thing
there, which
is,
sucks.
I was so prepared to even go the pharmaceutical route because just like it's so bad for her. So I did start the day. She got her heel in the morning, like mid-morning. We did the liquid Nutricom, and then I did the Calm about an hour before sunset, and then right like the sun wasn't even down yet. The sun was still up. It was like halfway down. I was in the kitchen, like, I'm gonna do it. I'm just gonna give her the pharmaceuticals. People started setting off fireworks. The sun wasn't even down yet.
Ugh.
And it stopped around 1 a.m. So from
My
about
God.
6:15, 6:30, right before the sun went down until 1 a.m.,
Oh, I was
they were.
like my 15th dream by 1 a.m. I went to bed at right before 10. I was asleep. So we're in mountain time. So for us, our tradition is usually to watch Andy Cohen
The
and
East
Anderson Cooper.
Coast.
And the ball drops in New York, and we're bet. But I've been fighting something, which is why I have this health elixir as my cocktail today. So up by 10, I didn't even watch the ball drop. I couldn't get CNN. By the way, CNN, like, why do you gatekeep Anderson and Andy Cohen?
Are
Like,
you
come on, I
serious?
want to. Like, I tried to get on. We don't have like some subscription. We pay for Spectrum cable, like. So I don't know why we couldn't see it, but like,
Oh
I've seen
my Lord.
clips now where they were taking tequila shots, and I live for their tequila shots and for Anderson Cooper's giggles. Like, I live for that because he doesn't drink, but he's like
Getting
peer
ready
pressured
just,
into it.
yeah.
It's so cute. They're such a great like friend team and whatever. And it's so entertaining because it's, New York Times or Times Square and all that. I couldn't watch it. So I was just like, by 9:45, I was in my bed.
I'm glad you
Yeah.
are,
I mean,
especially since you're not feeling well. I'm
yeah,
glad.
but I feel for people with pets that have these issues because like you can't rest because your pet is like panting, pacing, all that stuff. It's so miserable. And honestly, as a military spouse, I hate the fact that people forget that our members of the
Yes.
military could be, triggered by all these noises. And it does sound like a war zone if you're close enough to it. And I don't get the appeal. And like people get hurt, and I just don't get the appeal. I will never be one of these people who are like, yay, fireworks. Like, even when we go to Disney, like we're walking out during the firework display. 'Cause like it doesn't fill me. And I literally feel for the birds and the everything
That's
that
the
are
thing.
panicked every single night
Yeah.
at Disney. And like with
I
Disney's
know.
funds, you would think they would be able to afford the noiseless fireworks, but that's a whole other conversation. Like, I mean, I think fireworks should be banned for all people who are not professionals, and especially, in neighborhoods where you can things can catch on fire. We had a house catch on fire here in July 4th, like in our neighborhood. And it wasn't theirs. It wasn't their the house that was setting off the fireworks. Yes, Disney
Yes.
has feral cats. Yes, that they have them working to make sure there are no like mice like
Mice.
running around, but then of course they don't care about them when it comes to. I love Disney. I'm not like a hater. I grew up going to Disney, but like at the same time it's like really Disney, like be the leader that you are in every other way by just getting noiseless. I mean, they exist. Noiseless fireworks exist. Like I'm sure they're a huge investment, but we pay like $250 a day to be at your parks, so
Oh, they have the money for sure.
exactly. Yeah.
They have
Like
the money.
it'll break into a little bit of that profit, but it'll make everybody so much happier. So yeah, I'm sorry you had that experience. It sucks. Did anybody else have anything to share with us for New Year's? Are you excited? Are you
Know.
happy that 2023 is gone? Are you happy
Brand
that
new year.
2023 is gone?
I am. Yeah. And in numerology, I'm so woo-woo, sorry.
Oh, I
It's
love
an
numerology.
eight.
Are you kidding?
It's an 8 year, right?
Yeah.
2024, it's an 8 year, which is abundance. Eights are for abundance. So let's all just think abundant thoughts and welcome all sorts of abundance, not just financial, but like with happiness and love and just all of the positive abundance
I
into
want an
our lives this
abundance
year.
of quiet and peace. And my almost 4-year-old has had like 6 breakdowns, meltdowns all weekend because she has like this like vision of what she wants to wear. And if like her gymnastics clothes is not clean, she has like a fit. So I just want an abundance of peace and quiet. Yeah. I mean, and money.
Yeah.
And then I can just buy more gymnastics clothes. And then I don't have to worry about them being washed.
See? Yeah. Do you
I think that's the cat trying to break into the door.
She's like, can I come have some peace and quiet? Or he, I'm sorry, he's like, can I have some peace and quiet with you?
Quiet too.
That's what
you're probably right.
Are like. Yeah. Van goes like, please let me in.
They're screaming out here. This is why I drink, people. This is why I drink.
Well, yeah, I think 2024 is going to be a wonderful year. And, you know, that thing we started off talking about with like new year, new me, like there is so much value in what you've been through. Don't throw that all out the window. Don't say, I don't want what I have had. Just look for doing better. Like I think that's the most positive outlook, is like being thankful and grateful for what you have, what you've been through, and not feeling like, don't get stuck feeling bad for like, oh, I've been doing this, especially when we're talking about our pets. Like, don't feel bad about, oh, I've been doing this wrong for so long, and oh, I'm like, don't beat yourself up. Be grateful that you've been through it, you have that learning experience, and take that and help other people with it.
Agreed. And I say this about pet parenting and parenting in general. I feel like if you are looking to do better, you're already ahead of the curve. Because like when it comes to parenting, like when we were raised, like nobody was like looking to be a better parent. Like the fact that you're like that I'm trying to be like empower my children, or I think about like how this is going to impact them, is already a good thing. In the same way that in pet parenting, like if you're listening to a pet podcast, like you're already like learning more than the average pet parent, and you're already, you know, if you're worried about like care with consent or improving your pet's diet or helping them get more enrichment and exercise, if you've even purchased a harness and with the intent of getting your cat outside to like feel the earth, like you're already ahead of the curve. So just stick to it, just, you know, follow through on those minor steps and minor commitments, and you're gonna make a world of difference every single day just by those tiny little things. Like, you know, I had a boss that used to say, mind the pennies and the dollars will take care of themselves. And I do feel like that applies to everything, not just money. Like the tiny little steps, they build, everything builds, and everything does make a positive impact in the end. Even if it's a small impact, it's an impact. Mm-hmm. And that's all we can like hope for.
I know, it absolutely does. Absolutely. So just by listening to us talk and chit chat for the last hour, you're doing so much better.
You're so an A+ pet parent. Yeah, you're an A+ pet parent as far as I'm concerned.
Absolutely. All right, guys, I think, I know you've got some traveling coming up, but we're still
going to start. I leave to Spain next Wednesday. Mm-hmm. I cannot share why, because I'm still not allowed. Aww. But I'm going to be in Spain for 3 weeks, and it's very exciting. It's a very positive thing. But I hope that we can still do our weekly pet roundup while I'm in Spain. The background won't look like this. I will probably be bloated from all the cheese and bread and wine that I'll be eating. But it'll all be fun and it'll be great. So we will plan on maybe changing the time that we do the weekly pet roundup. Next week we'll be here, same time, same place, but the week after that it might be altered for the remainder of January. But I hope to be able to still check in. My sister, who I'm gonna go hang out with, has Wi-Fi. There's no excuse. She has windows for natural lighting, so we should be able to make it work.
Perfect. And we'll come up with something. We'll come up with something to talk about.
You and I see each other early March in Dallas.
So I think it's the last week of February, right?
Last week of February. Yes, that's right.
Yes. And we will actually, that last Monday of February, be together.
We'll be together. Yeah. We're going to have a happy hour. We'll do a happy hour since we'll be together. And we'll share some fun and woo-woo stuff. Let's make it really woo-woo.
Oh, okay.
Oh my gosh. What did you get? Did you get that for Christmas?
Well, for myself.
Okay, yeah. Everything I got for Christmas, I bought for myself. That's so funny. Do you know what I put in my own stocking?
What?
Don't tell my kids. I stuffed the stockings. I got a palm reading deck of cards. So I'm going to bring my palm reading card deck, and you bring your tarot deck. And we'll do some fun, like, TikTok-inspired palm readings.
I know. I feel like we're going to spend the whole week just, like, filming a ton of B-roll to make real. Why not?
And we're just gonna enjoy each other's company. Yes. Like, we're just gonna be, it's like girls weekend or week. But it's gonna be fun. It's just I finish up emceeing the Texas Pet Sitters Conference, which is sold out, so I'm not gonna even sell you on it. But then right after that, Jessica joins me in Dallas. We spend a few days together, and then I fly out to the Pet Sitters Conference from NAPS, the National Association of Professional Pet Sitters. They still have tickets in Savannah. And then I'll be in Charleston, hopefully meeting with my editors over there for the remainder of that week. So it's going to be a big trip and a really exciting trip, and I'm excited. But obviously, the part where I get to, like, just hang with you in an Airbnb is going to be so fun.
I'm really jealous, though, of Savannah and Charleston. Savannah is, oh my gosh.
I don't know how much of Savannah I'm going to be able to see, because it is the conference and I'm the keynote speaker for the first, I start the whole thing on Friday, and then I close this out on Sunday, and they gave me a booth. So I'll be, you know, manning the booth and actually attending the conference. But in the evenings, we're staying downtown Savannah, and I've been there before, but it's been ages. So I'm looking forward to, like, at least getting a couple restaurants in. So if anybody has any recommendations for dining in Savannah, let me know. Dining in Dallas, let us know. We're going to be in Uptown, and dining in Charleston, let me know.
Yes. I spent my 30th birthday in Savannah, and we ate at, I think it's, like, called, like, the Little Pink House or something like that.
Oh,
it's supposed to be haunted. It's very tiny.
I want to do restaurant. One of those walking tours, one of those ghost tours.
Oh, I bet Dallas has them too.
Ooh. We should totally do one.
Yes. Okay. Yes. I know what I'm doing tonight.
We need some woo-woo stuff in Dallas.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, I told you my tarot lady.
Yes. We're gonna have a tarot reading from a professional. You see this? They're slamming doors and everything.
Oh my Lord. Oh my, it has been over an hour, so I guess your boundary is no longer in place. So
okay. I guess. All right, everybody.
All right, guys.
For joining us.
Yes.
It's always wonderful to check in with you guys. We hope you have a wonderful first week of 2024. Hopefully the return to work is a subtle and slow one, not like tomorrow is back to normal. Hopefully you have a minute. And if you are a professional pet sitter and you spent the whole 2 weeks of the holiday season working, please, by all means, prioritize your self-care, take some breaks. Don't feel guilty about it. You've earned it. And anybody who worked over the holiday, you've earned a break. Give it to yourself and enjoy it. And, you know, if somebody doesn't like it, just say, that's my boundary.
There you go. Boundaries.
Boundaries. All right, guys. Bye, everybody. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. Bye.
Yes. Bye.